بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I'd like to explore the idea or the issue of being overwhelmed. Of experiencing that which is catastrophic and overwhelming. This is, I think, a useful thing to explore at this time because of all of the really dramatic, catastrophic things that are happening in the world, in Gaza and in Europe. And one thinks, you know, how is it possible that people can endure that? Surely, having your children blown up is an unendurable calamity. And not mean to sound heartless, but one must understand, I think it's useful to remember that calamities only really exist one at a time. There's a famous Stalin quote where he said, one death is a calamity, a million deaths is a statistic. What only ever exists is the one at a time. If you're in a crowd that gets bombed, your experience isn't the whole crowd. Your experience is just what happens to you in the immediacy that you're in. The people around you get injured or killed. What happens to you when you get injured? So our experience is never the statistic. Our experience is only ever the one at a time. And if one looks at calamity from that point of view, then it becomes apparent that the parent who is rushing their child to hospital because their child has a dreaded disease, and the parent who has just lost their child in a bombing, the suffering of these two people from one point of view is the same. It is an equally calamitous disaster. So we only ever need to deal with calamity, one calamity at a time. The statistic is an extrapolation of. It is an abstraction. What is real is one calamity at a time. And then the question is, well, can one endure the single calamity? Allah tells us that He will not test us with a burden beyond which that we cannot bear. Now, one might think, well, that doesn't sound right. But logically, it has to be true. If I'm being tested by something, let's say I have a dreaded disease, I have some ailment, insofar as it hasn't killed me yet, I'm still bearing it. And the moment I can no longer bear it, in other words, my body can no longer cope with this, I die, which means I no longer have to bear it. Which suggests that there's no such thing as an unbearable calamity. There's just our capacity, our inner disposition to being willing to bear the burden. It is a willingness problem. It is an intent problem. There's no such thing as a calamity that is unbearable. There's only such a thing as a person who is not willing to bear the calamity. So this points to a, a particular kind of resilience, which is true for a person who believes, has to be true for a person who believes, because that person will take Allah at his word, where he says, I will not test you with a burden beyond which you couldn't bear. So it has to be true for a believer in general, but it's particularly true on our path. It is that resilience, which is actually one of the endeavors on our path. It is the deliberate exercising of the muscle of being able to bear, of being patient, that is a critical condition in us growing on this path. We've said that this path is a path of transcending your conditional motive. It is a path of developing your capacity to give unconditionally, to have an engagement with life which is so rooted in gratitude that you no longer want anything else, that the only thing that is left for you to do in any situation that you're in is to do what your Rabb wants of you. This is the way of being that we're trying to acquire. In this process, clearly an important practice is to learn how to bear, is to learn to be patient, is to forego outcomes. In other words, forego the changing of conditions so that conditions would suit you, and to bear that which your Rabb has given to you. A key assumption in this bearing of what your Rabb has given to you is the understanding that irrespective of how unpalatable the thing is that you've been given, that what you've been given is the necessary next step in the journey to the splendor of what you have been designed to be. Clearly, if you're going on a journey to a very high and remote place, which is stupendous and spectacular, which is such an achievement that it vindicates your life, you can't expect to get to that high place without going through deep valleys. The down is part of the up. The journey it requires suffering. And that suffering isn't a suffering in kind of general. This is not kind of an overall abstract idea of suffering. The suffering calibrates to the particular suffering that you are required to experience in your own life. We are all going to suffer. We are all going to lose. And by definition, if it hasn't killed us, if it hasn't put us in our grave, we are able to bear it. And it is in bearing it that we open ourselves to the blessing that the suffering has for us. The resisting of the suffering, if you resist it, it is like you're blocking the opening. You don't make possible for yourself the blessing that the thing entails. So it is like if you think that the journey that you're on is we've described it also as a highway with toll gates in it, and every experience of suffering is a toll gate. You can either resist it or you can go through it. And the way to go through it is, the way to pay the price is to allow the experience in. And you allow the experience in by giving good attention to the experience. So, you can imagine that if you have an injury to your hand, or you've cut yourself, there's sort of two ways of dealing with this. The one is to sort of grit your teeth, look away, and go, like, I don't want this to be happening to me. And the second is to relax, turn your full attention onto the injury, and to give the injury the attention that it needs. Maybe you need to put a plaster on it. And the degree to which you can do that, the degree to which you can give the injury the attention it needs, in kind of a dispassionate way, in a caring way, like a professional health practitioner would give attention to a wound. That is the degree to which you open yourself up to the blessing of the injury, and you enable the injury to be integrated into your journey, not something that you've resisted in your journey. One of the many benefits of this, developing this kind of patience, this fortitude, is that you create the conditions where there's very little chance for you to have a victim narrative for your life. Because it doesn't matter how awful the experience is, it is an experience like any experience. It is an experience that you can regard as being part of your journey and not one that has overwhelmed you. It is precisely because we designate an experience as having been fundamentally destructive and overwhelming, that experience then keeps us trapped in an unresolved drama in the past. But when we see the experience as just yet another step on the way, and we put it in its place, and we recognize that if it hasn't killed us, it has been part of our journey, then the experience no longer has this role of this status of being the evidence for how I have been broken. This way of looking at being alive, this way of looking at calamity as something that is born with patience, and that has within it an opening, this is really the only way to be human. This is certainly a key ingredient in our path. And so do bear this in mind. I mean, do bear this in mind when you yourself go into your own victim narrative, as we all do, when we recount the injury that has been done to us, and the accusation we have against the world and against others. Oh, this awful thing has happened to me. That awful thing has happened to me. Well, if it hasn't killed you, it has cured you. It has helped you to transcend a requirement that you have of life, so that your engagement with life can be less and less with requirement, less and less conditional, more and more unconditional. Alhamdulillah. May Allah grant us nearness to Him. May He grant us annihilation in Him. May He grant us death before we die. In Allah wa malaikatu yusallu ala nabi ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin abdika wa rasulika nabiyyil mu'a ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim taslima. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamu ala mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.